Hello, Symphony. Our devotional for this morning is Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. Amen. What was the best meal that you've ever had? This past summer, I was able to get really delicious omakase in New York City. It was definitely not a cheap meal, but it was for a special occasion and was quite the experience. However, I wouldn't say it was the best meal. Maybe it's our Symphony-loved restaurant, the tried-and-true Victoria's or Faviette. Still good, but when I think about my favorite meal, I think of comfort and healing. I think of the times where I was recovering from being sick. When I caught COVID last winter, I could barely eat anything. My body was weak and frail, and the only thing I wanted to eat was my mom's chuk, which is a Korean congee. Once I finally felt able to hold down food, that was the first thing I ate, and it was so soothing for not only my body, but for my heart too. Jeremy Riddle writes in his book, The Reset, "We have a poetic and romanticized idea of hunger and thirst, but they are not pleasant experiences. They are the result of lack and deprivation," unquote. David describes hunger and thirsting for God in this psalm to the dry and weary land with no water. I'm not sure how many of us have experienced this desert kind of desperation, but I think we have all experienced seasons in our life that were marked by stark difficulties, seasons of uncertainty, hopelessness, grief, and confusion. In these seasons, we all have different coping mechanisms. For example, when I'm not doing so well, I tend to escape into games or TV shows. Sometimes I eat emotionally and sleep a lot more than my normal rhythms. But David shows us that in times like this, he looks to God. He does the three following things. 1. Behold and praise, verse 2 to 3. David beholds the power and glory of God and responds in worship. What does this look like? It looks like taking our eyes off of ourselves and our situation and looking to God first, beholding his character, beholding his power and glory. Practically, this can look like reading the word and worshiping. Sometimes when my soul feels weary and tired, and I feel like I have no strength to be present, I play worship music on Spotify and then just soak in God's presence. Behold and praise. 2. Remember and meditate, verse 6. David remembers God upon his bed and meditates on the watches of the night. I will confess my nighttime routine currently involves bringing my phone to bed and scrolling through TikTok or Instagram until I fall asleep. Something I'm challenged to do is to take my last moments of each night to remember and meditate on how God was with me that day, to give thanks for his presence and provision, and so on. Remember and meditate. And 3, cling to God. David says that his soul clings on to God as God's right hand upholds him. This reminds me of toddlers and kids when they are in unfamiliar situations. They cling on to their parents' legs and ask to be held instead. It's in their parents' arms where they feel safe. Oftentimes, we can look more like adolescent teenagers who are notorious for pushing their parents away as they think they can do everything on their own now. So let us cling on to our Heavenly Father today. So what step do you want to take today? Beholding and praising, remembering and meditating, or clinging on to God? Regardless of which one you want to focus on, God's promises are true that we will be satisfied as with fat and rich food. Verse 5. That is his promise. So let us earnestly seek him today. Let's pray. God, we sing and often say that you are the full satisfaction of our soul's desire. Yet, we may not always live life out as it is, and sometimes we turn to other worldly things to be satisfied. I pray that you would give us a space and grace today to process and work through with you any areas of our lives where we feel dissatisfaction or disappointment. Help us to earnestly seek you, to behold you, to remember and meditate on who you are. Grant us that grace today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.